Moving along, I suppose, to the inter-county scene, and we saw the draws for the Munster Championship yesterday. And as it would happen, Limerick and Clare are drawn in a quarter-final. This also will double as a league final, Ciarán. So I suppose, look, it's familiar foes, and it's got the, I think, the unique and the unusual billing of being a league final and a Munster quarter-final at the same time. Not a bad way to resolve the league, and I think this has the makings of a cracking game, even though it's months away at this stage.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, you know, I'm just looking at the condition of our inter-county players that are involved with us, just five involved with Limerick. And I suppose they find themselves in strange territory as well, whereas usually they would come back to the clubs when the inter-county scene is over. So obviously it's slightly different because of the COVID. They're with their clubs first, and then they're going back to their inter-county. And to be fair to the guys, I have to say, our guys here, and if they're anything to go by, and I'd imagine the inter-county player now, the modern player, is extremely professional. You know, they will be going back to their county physically and mentally in top-class form, which, you know, it's a testament to every player individually. So that needs to be mentioned, and they need an awful lot of credit for that. But the actual draw itself, yeah, listen, there's a lot in it. There's a lot in that one, Raphael, and I suppose, you know, nailing down a venue. And I'm led to believe that it will be neutral. So I think that will be in Limerick's favour as well. And as you rightly point out, yeah, listen, at the end of the day, whoever wins are league champions. But, you know, Limerick aren't certainly thinking of that, and I'd imagine Clare are far from thinking of that either. You know, it's a huge prize. Whoever wins that game is straight into the semi-final. And, you know, for Limerick, you know, to be outstanding, to jump that fence and to face Tipperary in a semi-final of the Munster Championship. And, you know, but it has the potential. It has the potential of being a banana skin. The longer that Clare stay in this game, the greater the chance to have. So, you know, it's potentially a banana skin. But I think if we're at it right, as we were last year, you know, we looked after them and managed them with a bit of comfort and a bit more in the tank. And I suppose if you want to look at the year before down in Innes, Clare won by a good 10 points. And, you know, that was a good example for me when Limerick mentally aren't at it. That's what can happen. So to me, really, it is all about the mental attitude of Limerick on that particular day. And if it's half right at all, it would give us a great chance of jumping that fence.
Yeah, Ciarán, I suppose, look, just one thing there that you mentioned is just because of the nature of this championship, we're basically going back to the 2017 format, really, pre the round robin era. It really leaves very little room for error. You have to be on the ball every day you go out because, okay, you have the safety net of the back door, but that's only one. Your one loss is all you can afford. I mean, Limerick lost two group games last year and came out of Munster and won a Munster final. That won't be an option this year.
No, and they're aware of that, Raphael, to be fair. And I suppose what's going to stand to Limerick now, really, I suppose, is the journey of winning the All-Ireland. Number one, the amount of work that Joe O'Connor has put into these guys, physically and mentally, is also going to send to these guys, because, you know, it's a short window. The hurling automatically looks after itself with Limerick, you know, the buckets of talent there. So, you know, so there's a big charge of work, a big block of work that's already done that's going to send to Limerick hugely. And if Limerick want to progress in the championship, you know, I think they know themselves. You know, when they go out, they need a result, and they constantly need a result. So a win, really. Okay, I believe if they lose, I think there's a four, this could be the bones of four or six going into a bowl and they're being pulled out. But, you know, the direct route Limerick want to go, really. And I think that'll be the attitude. And as I said, it's a very winnable game, provided we're mentally right going out.
Yeah, and I suppose, look, to win the Munster quarter-final, semi-final, final, All-Ireland semi-final and final, you could take it could be a five-game route to an All-Ireland to an All-Ireland final. So there is a short way there, but you have to be on your game every weekend to get to that place. The other group pairing in Munster, of course, Ciarán, Cork and Waterford. Again, we're way too far, and I suppose it's like It's very hard because any of the form that we saw in the league is counts for nothing now, really, Ciarán. Sure does.
Well, for Watford, to be fair, I'd have to say it has to count for something. They're heading a bad league campaign. They have no management down there, as has Cork. And I think Watford were possibly in a better position by the time the league finished. Watford will see this as a huge opportunity. And, I would give them a fighting chance. And also from the Cork point of view, also new management. So a very hard one to call, as you rightly pointed out, because you're kind of going on a bit of the league. You can't go on the year before that because Cork have new management and Waterford also have new management. Very hard one to call, but your man is doing a very steady job since he went in there, and he will see this as kind of an opportunity of a lifetime. With the draw number one as a semi-final, and I think that fancy them chances against Cork, that's a game I find it hard to call. But traditionally, your hat will be swaying towards Cork, but I'm kind of not calling that one yet, Raphael. It's a bit early. I give Waterford a kind of a fighting chance.
Yeah, absolutely, Ciarán. Just on the other side of that draw again, the Limerick side of it, regardless who comes out of that one, Limerick or Clare in the quarter final, how big an advantage is it, do you think, for them going into the semi final against Tipperary, who won't have had a competitive Munster hurling championship game the previous week, and there's only a 1 week turnaround between those two games. How important, obviously, if you win it, it's great, but how important is that little bit of momentum?
Absolutely crucial, because if there's any bit of cobwebs there, they're gone during that game, number one. And then you're facing, and like the prize alone of facing the All-Ireland champions of last year. So I would imagine from a Limerick point of view, them watching last year how it turned out, watching what was manifesting in front of them, and watching Tipperary winning an All-Ireland final, and Limerick knowing in their heart and souls that they gave Tipperary, to be fair, to give them a mother and father behind in the Munster final. So Limerick will fancy their chances against Tipperary, and I'd say dead relish it against Tipperary. So, Limerick's big one really is, they can't look beyond Clare, but if they kind of can look after Clare, they would see the Tipperary game, everyone, I'd imagine, would automatically mentally get up for that one.